In response to an earlier comment by an NGO, both the colonial and apartheid governments legislated thousands of racial, national, and regional and local laws that controlled every aspect of the lives of all Black South Africans to ensure that the white minority group were the main beneficiaries of the resources and opportunities of South Africa. These Black South Africans encompass all those people who self-identify as African, colored, biracial population, and Indian Asians. For 300 years, 360 years, the white minority enjoyed a privileged, superior status to other population groups and consequently oppressed and dehumanized the majority. The UN, appalled by this, declared apartheid a crime against humanity. Following the first democratic non-racial elections in 1994, the government urgently started to put in place measures to remedy the inequalities in the country by repealing these laws and enacting a new South African constitution in 1996, which provides for equality for all. Legislation and regulations adopted by the democratic state since 1994, such as the Black Economic Empowerment and Affirmative Action policies, seek to address over 300 years of colonial and apartheid legacy by providing opportunities for the previously disadvantaged Black people in general and women, bringing justice for the previously disadvantaged as a prerequisite to building national unity. BEE and AA legislation is in line with the Constitution and in line with affirmative action measures which enjoy worldwide support in relevant international instruments like the ICERT, where Article 4.14 reads as follows: special measures which are adopted for the sole purpose of ensuring adequate progress by certain racial and ethnic groups or by